Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session to Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's about 3,000 other stations you can be listening to, but you chose this one. Hopefully you chose it because I'm on. Oh, one of the reasons. I do appreciate you listening to this show. Anyway, again, let's get some of this out of the way. Go over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Every night I keep asking you, please, support businesses that support your causes. Okay? Support businesses that aren't trying to indoctrinate your kids. Some of you are still going to Disney with all of this. I know you don't want to keep your kids. You want them to have the experience. Find other theme parks. Find other things they could be doing. This is craziness. You're feeding the beast. You're helping them. You got to stop. Or I think you should stop. Right? I mean, there's plenty of services and product that we stopped buying when we found out who they were sending money to. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You know, again, pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, I should say, pillowcases, you know, sheets, towels, all kinds of things that you use every day. And if you do it, if you buy it from MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you get 30 to 70% off. But even so, you're buying American product, making sure that people in this country have jobs. Nothing wrong with that, right? All right. Anyhow, just heard that there's new proof in that there was a massive 2020 voter fraud uncovered in Michigan. The police apparently found tens of thousands of fake registrations, bags of prepaid gift cards, right, burner phones, and a democratically funded, you know, I wish they'd stop doing that. Democratically. It's either Democrat, not democratically. Anyway, Democrat-funded organization with multiple temporary facilities in several states. So this was an organization that was working through an active in several states. Phil O'Halloran and Lori Skibo, I guess is their name, for their contribution and assistance with this story. The author goes on to say that the two election integrity activists obtained a copy of the state police report and began investigating the story back in June. Phil's now the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party and the Election Integrity Committee. Lori is the director of the Michigan GOP Poll Challenge Program. Now, on October 8th, only 1 month before the 2020 general election, the clerk, Ann Meisch, noticed that a black female whose name was, you know, blocked out of the police report, dropped off between 8,000 and 10,000 completed voter registration applications. Yeah, I guess, well, she was busy doing ballot harvesting. She walked a lot of homes. Good for her. It's good to be a community activist. The Muskegon Police Department was contacted, asked to investigate. So on 10/21/20, First Lieutenant Mike Anderson was contacted by Tom Fabies. He's the Chief of Investigations for the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Now, according to the Michigan State Police report, Fabies asked for Michigan State Police assistance with a joint investigation for this potential voter fraud. Now, they formed a task force. Now, isn't it funny? We never really heard about any of this. By the way, you can this particular story you can grab on the Gateway Pundit. Right? We never really heard any of this. And it should have been a peep to it. Remember, you're hearing from the left on every program you can find that there's been no real proof of any voter fraud. And it's just not true. It's nothing that anybody has tagged bang as voter fraud. As I said, some of these counties where they had people voting in two counties at the same time, is that not voter fraud? I mean, they had to cast two votes. It wasn't like they cast one. That's not voter fraud. On October 16th, the clerk Ann Meisch and deputy clerk Kimberly Young contacted the police department. They noticed irregularities in the voter registration applications. Ones that were received in purpose, received in person, and also by mail. The clerk became real suspicious when the female's name is, again, redacted from the report. In the first part of the police report, but then later, it's unredacted. Hand-delivered thousands of voter registrations to her office, many of them in the same handwriting. There's got to be a way, people, for us to track these ballots. And I know everybody says, okay, well, that's, you know, you're taking somebody's privacy away from them. I don't believe so. No, I really don't. There's got to be a way to code these things with a serial number on the ballot can be tracked back to a particular person. Got to be a way to do it. Joe with Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, we're talking about voter fraud. And I'll tell you the funny thing about this. It's almost like some people in my business, when they talk about this, all of a sudden they start getting in all kinds of trouble. Whether it's with their station or their network or, you know, vendors, banks. And it's really funny because, you know, even if you're reporting on what the state or the police or whoever is reporting, they still want to nail you for spewing misinformation, which is hilarious. Because I'm only saying this because I want you to know. If I'm out here tomorrow, why? But the deal is, I'm simply rereading, if you would, or reporting a report that's out there in the police files. And yet you've heard nothing about this on any others. I mean, you might have heard on some of the conservative shows, but not many of the other left-wing. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about proof that there was massive voter fraud in 2020. Well, at least in Michigan. Because they found tens of thousands of fake registrations. Signatures that didn't match. And so somebody, if you're honest, even a little bit, and you hate Trump, you'd at least say, this needs to be looked into. Joe Biden will always be considered an illegitimate president, a president who stole the election, if this stuff isn't somehow dealt with at some point in time. Right? I mean, am I wrong here? Or do we just not care anymore? Is that the point we've got to? Anyway, it goes on, the article goes on to say on 10/20 of 20, that's the deadline for in-person voting, the suspect returned to the Muskegon City Clerk's office to deliver additional registration forms. That suspect brought in an additional 2,500 registrations. Now we're up to almost 10,000 registrations from one person. How does that happen? She must be working hard, walking homes and doing all kinds of things, right? And this, I mean, even the, I don't know if she was Democrat, Republican, I don't know what. But even a county clerk is sitting saying, wait a minute, there's something here that isn't right. As they investigated further, what they found, now this is all in the police report. So this is not something that, the guy sat around the table and make up as we go. They investigated further and found that the phone numbers on multiple forms were erroneous. Signatures on multiple forms did appear to match the signatures on file with the Department of Secretary of State. Now, they do give you examples, but they have to redact them. They took out the names and addresses. Those addresses don't exist. The housing numbers don't exist. Who was it? Crowder. Stephen Crowder. They took an area that was known or had been tagged as an area that there was a lot of fraud going on. And one of them was marked as an apartment building. I think it was 300 votes, a 300-unit apartment building. Stephen drove there with his team. Now remember, 300 ballots had been mailed out, supposedly, filled in and mailed back in from those addresses. Now, this is shortly after the election. Stephen drove out there, and it was a vacant lot. Were there 300 apartments there? There might have been at some point in time, but it wasn't within the last 90 days. And the way the law looked, it wasn't within the last few years. So, somebody should have said, wait a minute. These 300 votes can't count, period. This is not a legitimate address. Another bunch of forms listed 80 West Southern Avenue. You look it up on the map, you know what it is? It's the address for the Muskegon High School. Clearly not a resident. Now, further down in the report, the name of the female suspect was unredacted. The Michigan State Police investigators assigned the case, spoke with the female suspect, who explained that she was being paid, I told you, $1,150 a week to find unregistered voters, provide them with a form so they can get registered to vote or obtain their absentee ballot. The only problem is that the handwriting on the voter registrations was the same on many of the registrations. And many of the addresses that she filled in were non-existent. So how come she's not in jail? Right? This is
voter fraud. She knew exactly what she was doing. The Michigan Attorney General, who's currently attempting to prosecute 15 senior citizens and a former Michigan GOP co-chair for casting an alternate set of electoral votes, asked the Michigan State Police to join the Muskegon Police and the AG's investigation, right? Because this could be a massive multi-city voter fraud operation. I mean, this is what she's saying, and she's done nothing with it. Two members of the AG Criminal Investigation Unit, they were assigned to the operation. Yet she failed to mention the investigation to the public. She's never said a word that this was going down or where they're at with it. She even claimed to the state police, this looks like widespread voter fraud. You have to sit here and scratch your head and go, my God, if they know it's there, if they have the evidence, why haven't they moved on it? Why haven't they done anything with it? Now you have an investigator for the Michigan Secretary of State confirming the quantity of forms that they found in their investigation are clearly fraudulent. Not could be, might be, ought to be, could it be. No, they are fraudulent, period. End of discussion. And yet nobody has mentioned it. Nobody has mentioned the investigation. Nobody has mentioned the outcome of the investigation. And you wonder why. No, really, seriously. You wonder why they're not trusted. We don't trust our government. We don't trust the people that are doing these elections. You don't need a degree in anything to figure this out. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. It's likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyers responded this week claiming that order violates the First Amendment. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say one person has turned themselves in connection to a brawl at a river dock. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert says two more suspects were expected to surrender soon.
We have instructed those individuals to turn themselves into law enforcement.
The brawl that went viral on social media reportedly was the result of a dispute between a black riverboat co-captain and a group of white men who police say may have refused to move for the black man. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know you're expecting Rick Amando to join us. Having some difficulties connecting with him. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, listen, we were playing it tonight. I'm going to keep doing this because there's so much of it. I can't play it all at one time. Clips of Democrats. You know, right now, they're trying to grab all these people, and they're trying to criminalize them, if you would, for pushing back against the election, for not accepting the election results, for saying it was a scam and it was stolen and the whole nine yards. They have forgotten they said the same thing on several occasions. Let's take a minute. Now, this is the 2000 presidential election. And listen to these guys then.
Last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
Now, see, oh, here, take a listen. I got to keep my blood pressure down.
Gore won that election. I think he won it anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Al Gore won the election nationwide and also in Florida, but the Supreme Court ruled the other way.
Al Gore got more votes, but not enough to stay out of the Supreme Court, where President Bush was elected 5-4.
Bush versus Gore. A court took away a presidency.
Now, notice that they're only suggesting that the court did it because the court stopped. But there was a lot more behind it than that. Right? These quote-unquote hanging chads and other things that they had going on. There was so much more to it.
All the votes were counted in Florida. That Al Gore would be president today and George Bush.
Yeah, the ones they found again at the last minute, the ones that if they probably went through today, they would find out were fraudulent. I just saying it could be.
Should be back in office.
I come from Florida, where you and others participated in what I call the United States coup d'etat.
In 2013, according to reports, Vice President Joe Biden, he claimed that Al Gore was the one who was elected president. And he claimed that the recount result was, quote, a bad decision.
And never forget, dear friends, what they did in Florida to Al Gore and me, to all of us, to older Americans, to African Americans, to Haitian Americans.
Don't you love that? Okay, now all of a sudden they care about black Americans. All of a sudden, they care about Haitian Americans. But when there's been a protest for years, for decades almost, around the Clinton Foundation, who stole hundreds of millions of dollars, apparently, and they're simply asking, the Haitians want to know where that money went. They're simply asking for an audit. They can't get an audit. Yeah, some of you must have been in a coma at the time. This was a big deal. But the news wasn't carrying it. You had to go looking for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, they're at it again, though. Right? Some of you know or don't know or might know that there was a special election in Ohio. Now, they had thousands of Oklahomans, or Ohioans, I'm sorry, in the Akron region. They headed to the polling stations today for a special election. Now, the focal point of the election is to decide on an issue, a measure, seeking to kind of change the rules on changing the state constitution from a simple 50 plus one vote to 60 votes, or 60%, I should say. Polling stations opened their doors at 6:30 this morning. They were supposed to close about 7:30 tonight. And the whole crux of the thing is they're going to require 60% of the voters to pass a new constitutional amendment instead of a simple majority of 50 plus 1, require citizens who want to place an amendment on the ballot to collect signatures from at least 5% of voters from the last gubernatorial election. And they've got to have them in all their counties. The way it works now is they only need to have, like I said, 50% plus one vote. They only have to have 5% of the voters from 44 counties. Now they're saying they want you to have them from all 88, which makes sense. That way everybody's involved, everybody's engaged, everybody truly has a say. Right? They also want to eliminate a 10-day cure period that allows citizens to replace any signature deemed faulty by the Secretary of State. Now, a curveball was thrown at the Cuyahoga Falls when it was reported that the ballot scanners were having issues, which is not a surprise, right? Does anybody go, oh, that's terrible, but oh, that doesn't happen that often? No, it happens all the time now, which is why we should go back to paper ballots, end of discussion. There's a bit of an issue here. This said, this has resulted in people not being able to cast a vote. Now, the affected voters were presented with two options to store their ballots in an orange bag for later scanning or to nullify their ballot and return later. A lot of these people were distraught, frustrated. Several voters reached out to the Board of Electors. They wanted clarity. They wanted to know what was going on. And then, at first, it was only a couple of machines. Now, or at some point, all the machines were dead. Isn't new technology wonderful? Now they've got to jerk around with these things for quite some time. Now, Deputy Director Pete Ziegler, he claimed that there was no malfunctions with any machines. Instead, he said he pointed to poll workers unfamiliar with the new voting machines as a source of the problem. Well, look, here's the deal. New polls are unfamiliar with the machines. Why? You guys knew you had this coming up. You knew the election was coming up. You knew you were going to, and I think what it is, they knew they were going to lose. They should have spent some time with these people. And I know what it is. They're going to say, there's nothing wrong with the machines. The machines didn't actually malfunction. What happened was that the people, the poll workers, put them in wrong. Right? These machines have not malfunctioned, he said. This has only been happening because poll workers are struggling to learn the new equipment. You shouldn't be learning the day you need them. How would you guys all like to get on a plane that's never been tested? What do you think? Would you do it? Even for a free ride? Come on, we're all going to fly to Italy on this plane. Now, it's never left the ground before. We don't know if it's going to work. The new design. Who's on board with me? Come on. It gets so asinine after a while. Or am I the only one who thinks so? All right. Back to my home state of Massachusetts. Why do I call it my home state? I haven't been there for 30-plus years. And I have no intention of wanting to go back. I don't mind going for a visit. I got family members there. Love seeing them. But after that, no thank you. So I want you to carefully think about the hypocrisy behind this. There's a state of emergency declared in the sanctuary state of Massachusetts due to why? Come on. Anybody know why? Right. Due to the surge in illegal immigrants. They can't handle it. Democrat Governor Maura Healey declared a state of emergency on Tuesday, responding to an unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants in the sanctuary state. You know, it's funny how these people say, like, you know, Governor Newsom, bring them here. Come on, we're open. We love immigrants. Come on in. She means illegals, but bring them in here. Now, most of the other states, when they start to see what's happening, they're like, whoa, slow down here. Got a problem. Now, Newsom doesn't say a word because he doesn't want to look like a fool. He already does, but that's beside the point. Newsom doesn't say a word. He just lets the state go to crap. And we're in a very bad shape. One of these nights, I'm going to start doing the new legislation that's coming up in front of these people. I was nice. I said people. And you would be floored. Absolutely floored. You know, all right. Now, this move comes after the state's been grappling with a rising number of families in state-funded shelters. Other emergency accommodations. Man, I hope they don't have any real emergency. Right? I mean, hurricane, something comes in and wipes out a whole bunch. They're not going to be able to handle it. As for the recent data, almost 5,600 families, including infants and young children and pregnant women, they're residing in state-funded shelters. Right? They're hanging out in hotels, dormitories. I'm sure that's safe. And other emergency facilities. Now, this figure's up 80% compared to last year. But, again, these people who run these states, these blue states, kept saying, bring them on in. Come on down. Bring them on in. Right? Isn't that what you're hearing? We love them. We want to help them. America's not like that. We need to help these people. Except if you want us to help them. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Massachusetts declaring a state of emergency. Because why? Because of the overrun of illegal immigrants. Yes. Tens of thousands. Now, they make fun of Texas, Arizona, right? All these states that were having trouble, they still are. But they didn't want to hear about it. They kept saying, well, those governors, you know, where's their compassion? Where's their caring? Where's yours? You got the New York City. I mean, what is it, New York City now looking for $1 billion? Why are we spending all this money on these people? Seriously, follow the law. Nobody's above the law unless you're illegal and you come over the southern border illegally. Then you're okay. We've got veterans sleeping in the street, but not them. They're sleeping in hotel rooms. Because veterans having a hard time getting medical care, getting food, getting mental health help. Not these people. These people, when you see their pictures, when you see them coming over, and I hear, oh, they're striped, they came so far. They got new cell phones, new sneakers, new clothes. They got all kinds of bad. They do not look like the refugee that I grew up watching. Somebody along the way is taking care of these people. And I'd like to know, can somebody please tell me how you walk from China, to South America and then up through Mexico? Haitians, how are they coming up through South America? We can go with a list of who they're finding coming across, and it's against the law. You have to go through regular channels to get in here. If your country, if you're, what is it, more than one country away, so to speak, it's just nuts. Just crazy. In the press conference, Governor Healey said that these numbers are being driven by a surge of new arrivals. Right, because you didn't know that was going to happen. They're here because they came here from... It's just too dangerous for them to say where they came from. They're here because Massachusetts has and will always be a beacon of hope, compassion, humanity, and opportunity. See, they're almost talking about these states like they're their own countries. Right? No, they came to America. They came to the U.S., some of them, not all of them, because they wanted hope for their family, for their kids. They wanted a better life. They came to Massachusetts, or they went to Massachusetts because they were bussed there by the southern governors. You didn't want any part of it. You were making fun of them at first. So don't play that game all of a sudden. And you talk about enduring hard. Prove it. I don't believe that a lot of these people endured a quote unquote a hardship. Many of them were. You know, did you see them on those trains? Did you see them on the buses? Seriously. We remain unwavering in our commitment to being a state and a people of compassion, safety, opportunity, and respect. But the sheer numbers of arrivals have placed a significant strain on the state's resources. Right. We're already spending all kinds of money on them, and now you want the feds to give you even more money to deal with this. Did you step up and tell the feds to give money to Texas to help? Right? Probably not. And one of the things that DeSantis and others have said, we now have no quote-unquote border states, we're all border states. You can't just say a state that borders Mexico, that actually has a physical land attachment to Mexico, is a border state. They're everywhere now. She went on to say, for this reason, I'm declaring a state of emergency. We need money. In the meantime, we're simply asking the federal government to use the tools already available to give these brave parents a chance to work and support their families. Right. At the same time, we're calling everyone in Massachusetts to come together, help us meet this moment. Well, send them over to the island. What? You saw what happened to them when we did that, right? It never stops. Anyway. It's amazing that she's declaring a state of emergency because they're having a financial burden on them. And yet the people in Texas get screwed. Yeah, they do. They don't get anywhere near the money they need to get to cover all of this and what's going on. Healy said that there were over, in July alone, there was 100 families a day seeking emergency shelter. Now, they've declined a little bit. Right? But the cost for the state is hitting somewhere around $45 million a month. You know, wouldn't you love it if the state actually sent you a tax bill every month? Hey, we took this out of your paycheck, and this is what we spent it on. Boy, would you know what? There'd be a freak-out session, wouldn't he? I mean, really, seriously, wouldn't he? They'll say, well, no, there's nothing hidden here. People go online, look it up. They can come to the state house. We'll give you a breakdown. She also blames the confusing tangle of immigration laws and inability for migrants to obtain work authorization from the federal government. Increased number of people coming to Massachusetts and a lack of affordable housing. Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Let's not worry about the affordable housing for the people that are already here, that have already been paying the taxes. No, that doesn't matter. What's wrong with you? Irritating as heck. These people are just irritating as heck. Anyway. All right. No, I'm going to do that one afterward. I'll do that in the next hour. Okay. Back to the presidential, the Democrats screaming about the presidential elections. And how illegal they were, if you would. Here's the Democrats at it again. Now, for the 2004 elections. Take a listen.
We won that election!
Constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio are now functioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have led to additional loss of confidence.
Now, this is Nancy Pelosi. Ready for this one. Complaining about the electronic machines. So therefore, the election shouldn't be certified. Don't you love this?
By the public.
The right to vote has been stolen from qualified voters.
The New Yorker reported that Kerry thought that, quote, proxies for Bush had rigged many of the votes.
See, so John Kerry loses. They've always been like this. John Kerry loses. And they're saying that the machines were rigged for Bush. Couldn't possibly mean that people didn't want him as president.
Machines.
In 2004, the democratic process was thwarted.
The 2004 presidential election in Ohio was riddled with unnecessary problems.
Some machines malfunctioned, causing votes to be counted more than once, or not at all.
Based upon an inordinate number of allegations suggesting gross voting rights violations and misconduct, I join with my colleagues in objecting to counting the state of Ohio's electoral votes.
Don't you love it? Okay, one more, because this was the man who allowed a woman to drown the what is it called, the lion of the Senate. Ted Kennedy has something to say.
2,000 the votes of many who wanted to vote were not, in fact, counted.
This last.
That's right. You mean like in the last election? And then we had many people who should have been, whose votes should have been counted and were not. That seemed to be okay, though. The hypocrisy never stops. Just never stops. And they don't want to hear about it. You already know that. I don't have to tell you. They're not interested in it at all. And then what about all these threats from the Democrats to take out Trump, to actually hurt Donald Trump? No, I'm not making fun. I'm not embellishing. It's a true statement. Where you had the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, Sheila Jackson Lee's, Maxine Waters, all speaking this crazy stuff. That was okay. And you know what? I guess I'll play that in the next hour. We need to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You can use it. Now, listen, I'll mention it again next hour. But God bless her. Julie from Florida called, left me a message. Said, slow down. You speak too fast. You're giving out the number too quick. Okay. She's right. Not the only one that's called me out on that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can always pull the application down off of one of those stores. But Julie, I heard you, and you are correct. Anyhow, always appreciate your time with me. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Really, I've got a lot more I want to talk about.